Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
And to talk about it is our good friend Tuan Russell. Tuan, I know that those coaches have been telling me last year's event was awesome, and this Sunday get a chance to do it again as the Dolphins get a chance to play host over at the stadium to some local high school coaches.
Yeah. First of all, Blue, how you doing, man?
Good. Good.
Thanks for having me on.
Always.
It's going to be a great event. We have over 30 classes for the event. We have every possible position you can think of from football. Our goal this year, number one, was to make it the biggest coaches clinic in South Florida, be the leader of football, making sure that we're, you know, educating our coaches and making sure they have all the information that they need to make this game safe, to make it fun, but also give them that competitive edge that they want, you know, so they can teach their athletes to be the best, you know, have the best technique.
Right.
We're even going to be talking about X's and O's. So it's going to be a really exciting event. We have Dolphin coaches, obviously. We're going to have University of Miami, FIU, and FAU coaches participating throughout the entire day. And it's going to be super exciting.
You know, the great thing is your relationship. This isn't just something like where you knock on the door and say, hey, come on over. You guys have awesome relationships with all the coaches from the Palm Beaches, maybe even further up to Fort Myers. And I know that the people up in the Fort Pierce talk about you guys all the time, what you do. But your relationships are based upon a year-round thing, the camps, the Dolphins events that you host, the media. You talk about great events. That's the best in the country, the high school media day, and also the 7-on-7, which is competitive, well-attended. So your relationship is as good as any, and these guys know what to expect when they have an event in this Sunday. Take us through the day and you know who's going to be involved that you know of, and just to let everybody know what these coaches are going to be treated to.
Well, I mean, obviously we have, you know, Dolphin coaches. We have Coach Darren Rizzi going to kick us off. We have Coach Bullen. We have Coach Carter. I know I'm going to forget a bunch of people. We have, you know, University of Miami coaches, FIU coaches, and FAU coaches. And they're going to really focus on the game. Like, we have a class, you know, that's going to be specifically about press coverage as a defensive back. We're going to have a class about, you know, pass coverage as a linebacker. And we're really trying to break the game down and teach it. And I think the better our coaches are educated, the more they understand about the game of football, the better and safer this game is going to be. We have some of the best coaches in the world here in South Florida. And we have coaches on the high school level that, you know, that could coach on a college level. And we really want to make sure that they have the information that they need to be successful. This is our third one that we've had. We'll have over 800 people at this event.
Wow.
And it's all done at Hard Rock Stadium. And we've rolled out the red carpet. Every coach, we're going to provide lunch for them. We're going to have a coaching gift for every coach. Because at the end of the day, we want to make sure that they understand that they're special and that they're valuable. And, you know, coaches here in South Florida, they don't, you know, they may get a coach's stipend from a high school level.
Yeah. Yeah,
but from a youth level, they're volunteering, and the stipend is only a few, you know, $1,000 a month. These coaches are volunteering their time for the most part, and this is a day that they can come and get fed, and I'm talking emotionally, physically, and educationally. They're going to come, and we're going to feed them in every aspect of feeding a coach, because they're always feeding and giving to these athletes, and we want to make sure that they have what they need to be successful.
Tuan Russell joining us, Miami Dolphins. And you get a chance firsthand to see what coaches go through. You're out at St. Thomas. You get an opportunity to know what a lot of these coaches you coach against and coach with go through. And certainly it's not a lot of money at all. And they do it for the love of the game. But you know what the best thing is, and you mentioned it before, these guys know the sport. I mean, they grew up in an area like South Florida, like you and I did. And I mean, there's no escaping the knowledge that you get around here. And that's a great thing. So they start off with that knowledge that you have to have. But coming out on Sunday kind of refines it a little bit, because you know as well as I do, you're picking up new things every day. No matter how old you are in this world, you're always going to learn something new. So if you walk away with something, one or two things from Sunday, mission accomplished.
Yeah, and a lot of times it's the difference between if you're going to be successful in a game or not. If you can teach a young man something or a young lady something, because we're going to have flag coaches there as well. We're going to have quite a few lady football coaches who teach flag football. So, you know, they might learn something that day to allow them to get over the hump. You know, football is a game of inches. If you can learn one thing, if you can teach your offensive line or your defensive line, that allows them to get you one more yard in the game. Inches are the difference between it winning and losses. I mean, and this is what it's about. It's about making sure that our coaches in South Florida are continuing educating themselves on the best way to tackle, the best way to communicate with athletes. We have a class that's going to be specifically about how do you communicate with athletes, how do you work with them. As Positive Coaching Alliance is one of our partners who are going to be coming out. And they're going to be teaching coaches how to communicate to these young men and women that they deal with every day.
Right.
You know, some coaches, you know, we all know there's a coach maybe talks a little loud and that kid can't handle it. Understanding who your kids are, knowing the best way to communicate with them. And if you can do that, number one, you can help them become better men, better fathers, better husbands, but more so, you can help them become better people. And then if you can do that, if you can make better men and better husbands and fathers, you're going to have a better football player.
Yeah,
I think that's what it's about at the end of the day.
I agree with you. And, you know, as we're speaking with Tuan Russell from the Miami Dolphins, going out to different events that are hosted throughout the year, I mean, you look at the 7-on-7 tournament, and you get a chance to see all the high school coaches there. I mean, and people don't realize, but, I mean, they follow their kids everywhere during the summer, and it's a great event. And then you have all this, the media day, which all the coaches still, if you ever listen to them and talk about the media day, it's amazing. It's just, you knew that this had to be done. I mean, the first class things to give some back. Talk about this too, you know, about giving back to this community. These kids, like you said, we see a lot of these coaches and they do this year in and year out. I mean, you look at the guys like Jeff Bertani, who's probably the dean of all coaches in South Florida now, been almost 30 years at North Miami Beach. I mean,
yeah,
that's amazing. It's amazing how you could continue to do this over. I mean, you watched George Smith for how many years? I mean, do the same thing over every year, every year, every year. And I think people, Tuan, tend to take that for granted after a while.
You know, the great thing about the Miami Dolphins from an executive level, I mean, it's as high as Mr. Ross and Tom Garfinkel, and, you know, to the head football coach of Miami Dolphins, Coach Gase, to the assistant coaches, there's one thing that's prominent throughout our organization is that football is important. And the men and women that coach the game of football is important. So from a very grassroots standpoint, they want to make sure that they're investing in the people that invest in the game. And that's why we have the High School Media Day, where you're bringing out over 120 coaches between Dave Broward and Palm Beach that are able, you know, to tell their story, get their kids extra exposure.
Sure.
They're able to, you know, get in front of the camera and let everybody know what's going on in South Florida from a football standpoint. That's just, we also are able to, you know, have a concussion program with University of Miami, with Youth Health, and we're able to provide, you know, screening for our young men. So at the beginning of the year, they all get screened. They all, you know, they all have a baseline test. So if they unfortunately have a problem, then we know exactly where to start from. We know if there was a problem, and we were able to do that with Dade County and Broward County last year. And our goal this year is to expand it to Palm Beach. So from a tri-county standpoint, you know, to have a baseline testing program for all three counties that we're involved in, and that we're helping the game be safe. And that's the fun part, is that everyone in our organization gets it.
Good.
That you build football through people. And that's what's the most important thing about this event is. It's a very people-driven event. It's about the men and women that teach the game. It's about the men and women that serve the athletes that play the game. And we want them to walk away and have as much knowledge as possible, so that when they, the next time they stand in front of their athletes, that they know exactly what to say, exactly how to handle that situation to make this game the best game in the world.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, Tuan, I know everybody's excited and going to be out there on Sunday. And certainly congratulations on what you guys do. It's a great thing. And we're looking forward to seeing you.
Thank you very much, Bill. You take care. Have a great night.
You too. Tuan Russell from the Miami Dolphins.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.